You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. Hallelujah. Pastor Miracle Deliverance and then Revival Center. Praise God. Thank God for the miracle, blessing, and healing broadcast today. Now God is moving. He's blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank God for being here.
Hallelujah.
Another day to lift up the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And give it the praise and the glory. Excuse me. We want to invite you out tonight. Yes. Amen. 8 o'clock. Evangelist Serena Williams will be speaking tonight at 8 o'clock.
Amen.
Come on out and be blessed. God has a word for you. God has a miracle for you. So come on and be blessed. And then on Friday night, the next night, amen, 8 p.m., praise God, hallelujah, Pastor Monica.
Yes.
Orange will be speaking. Praise God, hallelujah. You don't want to miss it. Amen. So come on out to Miracle Deliverance. Amen. Tonight at 8 o'clock, Friday night at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
And then, amen, praise God, 11:30 Sunday, Pastor Andre.
Yes.
Smith, amen, will be speaking. And I know God has a word for you. I know God has a message for you. Praise God. So come on up and receive what God has for you.
Yes.
Amen. Because you need God to bless you. You need God to bless your life. You need God to bless your home, your family, and all that you're doing.
Yes.
Thank God. Amen. For the kids that's going back to school.
Yes.
We're praying God's divine protection upon them. Praying that God will keep them.
Amen.
Amen. So we want you to keep your mind and your eyes on God. Amen. Want you to keep praying. Amen. And taking heed to the word of God. Need you to come on to church.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. He that have an ear, let him hear.
You better
what
hear.
The Spirit is saying.
Oh,
amen.
God.
So you got to come on to the church. You got to come on out and be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. This week, don't miss it.
Yes.
Amen. Because God got a blessing for you. I'm going to turn it over into the hands of our evangelist, Sheila Cochran.
Yes.
God is using her. Blessing her today with the word. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you, Apostle. God bless you, beautiful people of God.
Bless
Thank you for tuning in. I'm telling you, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Hallelujah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I will rejoice and be glad in it. Ain't no need to have your head hung down.
That's
get
right.
up from there because God gave you another day that you can worship and praise Him. So go on and get up from there and let's praise God and get into the word because the Bible tells us everything is going down but the word.
Yes,
and it's time for us to stand flat-footed on the word and be like David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
and I want you to turn with me quickly to Isaiah, the 40th chapter.
Oh,
God, I was in prayer yesterday and God spoke
Jesus.
This word unto me and said, speak it.
Yes.
And I say, oh, God, I'll obey. Hallelujah.
Yes,
turn with me to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. That's right,
hallelujah.
Isaiah, hallelujah, the weeping prophet, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God, Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading. I had the 31st, but the Lord said back it up to the 30th, I'm going to begin reading. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord, hallelujah, God shall renew their strength. Oh, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And I want to break this down, oh my God, what
thank
the Lord said. But they that wait upon the Lord. And I stop by to tell the saints of God, your strength is coming back. So
thank
what you got
Jesus.
To do now,
you
got to stay in position. You got to have your posture right before
Hallelujah.
God. Oh my God, because you gotta learn to wait. And God say, tell the people. In fact, encourage them with the word on today, huh? Oh, yeah. Because listen here, saints, huh? God said we have a lot of saints that done went AWOL, huh? Oh, we yeah. have a lot of saints that out there done went rogue, huh? Oh, oh yeah. my God, we sing the song, huh? I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord, huh? Oh, yeah. But you're gone AWOL, huh? Woo. What it is, you're missing in action, huh? Yes, or you're gone rogue, hallelujah, yeah, huh? Yeah. And God said, break down rogue to hallelujah. Me and let them understand, huh? Yeah. Oh, rogue means you're acting independently, huh? Oh, and God. Breaking away from a group of rules or instructions, huh? Oh, so yeah. since COVID, oh my God, huh? Oh my God, you've been missing in action, huh? Yes, a lot of you have gone AWOL, yes, huh? Sir. We have a lot of rogue saints that's out there, hallelujah, oh, huh? That don't want to wait on God, huh? Mm. Because the church shut down, huh? You're not listening to the word come that on. Says, huh? Come your on. Gift will make room for you, woo, huh? Woo. So you don't went wrong, hallelujah, yes, huh? Open up your own church, huh? Don't want to listen to the pastor, huh? You don't went wrong, come huh? on. Open up your own church, hallelujah, huh? You don't got your own title, huh? The woo. Bible said, huh? How can you hear without a preacher, huh? And how can they preach God. Except you've been sent, huh? Yes, you got to wait on God, huh? Wait. Hallelujah, you don't went out there and got your own title, huh? Oh my God, who backing you up, huh? Woo. You say you the apostle so-and-so, huh? Woo. Oh my God, you don't flew out by night, huh? Yes, oh my sir. God, you got so many prophets on Facebook, huh? Yes. On YouTube, huh? On TikTok, huh? Yes. Where you came from, huh? Hallelujah. Oh my God, just out for the filthy lucre, huh? Yes. But I yes. tell you today, saints, huh? You better get in position, huh? And you better learn to wait on God, wait huh? on. Don't you be in a hurry, huh? Yes, yes God anointed you, huh? Yes, he appointed you, yes. but at times you gotta wait, huh? God said, remember David, huh? David had to wait, huh? Yes, when sir. They anointed him to be king, huh? Yes. He had to wait no on way. God. Yes, so it's time for you to wait on God. Yes. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Say, encourage the people. Uh-huh. But I'm telling you, he dropped that in my spirit. Yes, he said, we got some rogue people out there. And it's time for the rogue saints. It's time for the ones that's MIA to get back in God. The army of God hallelujah. And be willing and obedient. And the Bible said, if you're willing and obedient, yes. you shall eat the good of the land. Land. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it said, they that wait upon the Lord. Listen here, waiting on God. Yeah. It doesn't mean that God has forgotten about you. Because listen here, hallelujah. A delay, it's not a denial.
That's right.
Oh my God, while you're waiting, God is working on some things that you don't see.
Hallelujah.
God is preparing the blessing that you don't see.
Oh, yeah.
God is preparing you for the blessing. But listen here, you got to learn. You got to wait on God. Stop
Jesus.
Being impatient. Because they didn't appoint you to be a prophet, because they didn't give you a title, you better wait on God. Oh my God, because it's not your time yet. It's not your time. God got to season you. God got to teach you some things. Because I'm telling you, you go out there like the sons of Sceva and try to lay hands and try to minister this and minister that, and they're gonna tear you alive, and you're gonna come right back with your tail between your back. Hallelujah. Oh, Pastor, I need you to pray for me. Pastor, I need you to pray for
hallelujah.
Me. You better wait on God because it's not your time and it's not your season. God has not forgotten about you.
Hallelujah.
He's teaching you some things. He's working some things out in your favor. Hallelujah. And it says you shall renew their strength. Oh my God. Understand that you become tired sometime. God understands that you become tired sometime. Oh my God. You go through situations with your family. You go through situations with your children. Oh my God, and you even cried some tears.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Glory,
oh my God, that nobody knows and nobody see. But listen here, when you got up in the morning, oh my God, you put a smile on your face because nobody know what you've been through. But one thing about God, he is saying today, he's giving you the strength for the journey. Oh my God, my Bible says his strength is made perfect in your weakness. So God's strength, he's carrying you now. Hallelujah. You ain't going on man's strength. You ain't going on mama's strength. You ain't going on daddy's strength. But you're going on the strength of the Lord. Just like he fed Elijah. When Elijah, hallelujah, he ran. Hallelujah. From Ahab and Jezebel. He was tired. He wanted to die. But God sent the raven to come and feed Elijah and strengthen him until he renewed his strength. So that's what God is doing today.
Yes,
he's renewing your strength.
Oh, yeah. carrying you.
God is carrying you, huh? He's carrying you through the storm, huh?
Yes.
He's carrying you through the rain, huh?
Yes,
He's carrying you through the trials, huh?
Yes.
But you got to learn, huh? You better wait on God, huh?
Wait
and stop
him.
Being so impatient. Hallelujah, huh?
Oh,
and the Bible
God.
Said, huh? They shall mount up with wings as an
yes.
eagle, huh? Listen, huh? An eagle doesn't spend his life running from every storm, huh?
All right.
And he has the ability to rise above the storm.
Oh, yeah.
God may not remove every storm out of your life, but he can give you the strength to rise above whatever situation that you're going through.
Yes,
so today, saints, we're riding on the wings of an eagle.
Yes,
God is soaring
go
you above every storm you're going through, above every trial that you're going through. You ride above it. Hallelujah. Don't you tuck your head. Don't you tuck your back in and run from the storm that he faced before you. God is going to give you strength.
Yes,
and you shall renew your strength.
Yes.
And you're going to fly on the
sir.
Wings of an eagle.
Oh,
hallelujah, my God.
God.
Hallelujah.
You,
oh, my God.
Thank
and
you,
the Bible said, and they shall run and not be weary.
Yes.
Listen here.
Yes.
When God give you an open door for you to run, you better run and don't look back.
Yes.
The reason you're running now, that the door is open, because God doesn't want you to allow what yesterday disappointment to stop and make you afraid of what you're getting ready to go through.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, when God tell you to run, you better run.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And don't look back.
That's
oh
it.
My God. You better remember Lot's wife. When she looked
God.
Back, she turned into a pillow of salt.
Yes,
so
sir.
I'm telling you, when God put in your
come
feet,
on.
You better run.
Yes.
You better run.
Yes.
And don't look back.
Woo.
And put your hands to the plow.
Yes.
The Bible said, he that putteth his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Oh my God. So put your hand to the plow. We got work to do. Yes, you're going through. Yes, they're scandalizing you. Yes, your body wrecking with pain. But you go ahead and go through. Oh my God. Because you don't know God is going to make a testimony out of the very thing that you're going through. And the word of God said, oh my God, we overcome him, which is the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony. Oh my God, we got to testify more. We got to tell of the goodness of God, not get up there and tell about the devil and fall me all night long. Oh my God, I ain't got no money to pay this today. Sit down. There ain't no testimony. You better get up from there and testify the goodness of God and what God have did in your life. I don't care what you're going through. You better testify about the goodness of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because listen, God is strengthening you to run so you can finish what he called you to do. Oh my God. The Bible said, well, much is given, much is required. Oh my God. You wonder why you're going through this. You wonder why you're going through that. God done give you much. He done anointed you. He done appointed you so much. Oh my God. When much is given, much is required. And your strength is coming back today, saints. God said, encourage the people. That's what we got to do. Be an encourager of the brethren. Tell them to wait. No, baby, you wait.
That's
I know
right.
you got to worry, but wait.
Wait.
I know God wants you to minister, but wait.
Yeah.
I know God wants you to do this and that, but wait.
Yeah.
It's time to wait on God. Because after a while, your gift that God has placed on the inside of you, it's going to make room. It's going to make room for
that's
you.
Right.
Not you out there trying to build up your platform, trying to do this and that. But you better wait on God. Who anointed you? Who appointed you?
Yes.
God did. So you better wait on God. And the Bible say they shall walk and not faint. At times you don't even feel like running. You don't even feel like soaring. You don't even feel, look, Lord, I'm tired.
Hallelujah.
I don't even feel like this and that.
Thank
and
you.
Now, hallelujah, all I feel like doing now is just walking. And that's what God wants you to do. But listen here, even though you're walking, it's still showing God that you're moving and not stopping. Because the Bible said, faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
I Hallelujah. Huh? I don't care how your body feels. Huh? I don't care if you don't feel like soaring like an eagle. Huh? I don't care if you don't feel like running. Huh? But how about you wait? Huh? Yeah. Because the Bible said the steps of a perfect man is ordered by God. Huh? So even though you're walking, you better continue to hold on. Huh? Even though you're crawling, you better continue to hold on to God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Just stay in the right position and keep trusting God. Because listen, saints, your strength is coming back and you're going to rise again. I don't care. The Bible said a righteous man fall seven times, but he get back up. Oh, my God. Don't worry about how many times you fall. Oh, my God. You better worry about how many times God rose me up. And you give the testimony. Yes, I fall. Oh, my God. Ain't no y'all falling. I can't get up. The devil is a liar. Oh, you better get up from there. Up. Hallelujah. Because listen, your strength is coming back. Lord. Just because you got to wait. Some people don't. That's what's wrong with this generation now. They like the Burger King generation. They want it popped up here and popped up there. God, I paid my tithes. God, I gave $100. You know, because $100, that's a lot to people. I done gave $100. And you're looking for your increase to come next week. Sometimes you got to wait on God. You got to wait because God is preparing something for you. He's preparing the blessing for you. He's preparing you for the blessing. Because a lot of times when you get the blessing, hallelujah, you're going to spin it like the prodigal son, spinning on everything what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. God is preparing you for the blessing. But we got to learn. We got to wait on God. I don't care the song say wait on him. Even if it take all night. Because the Bible said, wait, those that wait on the Lord, you're going to renew your strength. You're not going on your own strength. Because the Bible said, man's extremities is God's opportunity. God's opportunity to do what? To show the world, this is my child. I anointed her. I appointed her. And God is carrying you. He's carrying you through the storm. He's carrying you through the trial. He's carrying you through whatever situation that you're going through. But you got to learn how to wait on God. And don't be in a hurry. Y'all say, tell him, remember Sariah. Hallelujah. How she got to aid God. God said he going to send her a promised child. And she tried to aid God. And now that's why they're going through so much over there in Israel. Because that's the promised child. Oh, God. And the one that wasn't promised to her are fighting against one another. God wants you to know today. You better stop being impatient. And stop going out there in your own way. Doing your own thing, and you better wait on God and trust in God, because your miracle is just around the corner. Your promise is just around the corner, but you gotta wait on him. You gotta wait on God. And don't be in a hurry. God have not forgotten about you. I know the children may forget about you. I know the family may forget about you. I know everybody may forget about you. But God is not forgotten about you. Hallelujah. God sees everything that you're going through. In fact, he's up there bragging on you. Look what happened to Job. God. Job went through so much. Job lost his lost his children. Job lost everything that he had. Hallelujah. Even had his wife to come and tell him, curse God and die. God. But you got to know that even though all the opposition is coming after you, everything is coming your way. You got to learn to wait on God. My God, you're going to be strengthened. Strength is coming today, saints. I'm encouraging you today. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it seemed like. God got your back, because you got the greater one that's on the inside of you than he that's in this world. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. You better stay right there. You better wait on God. Hallelujah. You better wait on God. Hallelujah. Because your strength is coming back. Your strength is coming back. Why? Because God is carrying you through this trial, through this tribulation. God is carrying you. And you better learn to trust in him, because the Bible said, they that trust in the Lord, he will not let you be ashamed. God not going to let you be ashamed. Man, look at her. She down there waiting all this long time. She down here trusting in God all this long time. The Bible said, God would not let you be ashamed.
Right.
So you go ahead and go through. But you got to learn patience. You better learn patience. Patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Everybody want to talk about the gifts, but they don't want to talk about the fruits of the Spirit. You got to learn to be patient. And while you're being patient, you got to be faithful. Just like Job was faithful unto death. When he told God, don't you slay me. Yet will I trust you. I don't care what happened. You got to trust God. I don't care who walk away from you, who seem like not there for you. God is there. God is there with you. And he's greater. He's greater than anything that you could ever have. Stop being so impatient. Stop being so impatient for them to recognize you. Stop being so impatient to get a title. Stop being so impatient to get this or get that. And you're going to make the wrong decision. The Bible said that all my ways I will acknowledge God. And he will direct my path. God is going to direct your path in this season that we're going through, because we're getting ready to rise up. God understand that everything is coming around in this world, but you got to keep your eyes stayed on him, just like Peter. He kept his eyes stayed on Jesus, and as long as his eyes were stayed on Jesus, he was walking on the water. Oh my God, he was walking. And God wants you to know today, you're going to walk on the water. You're going to walk above every situation, every trial, everything that you're going through. Oh my God, God is going to take you up just like a wings of an eagle, just like an eagle do. He soar above everything. He soar above every storm. He see the storm coming, but what he do, oh my God, he soar above that. Oh my God, hallelujah. And I come to encourage you today, saints, wait. Wait on God. Wait on God. Wait on God. Yeah, I know you want to get married. Yeah, I know you want to be a millionaire. I know you want to be a billionaire. I know you want that house on the beach, but you better wait on God to make sure it's the right thing that God has for you in your life. Hallelujah. You want to be this anointed prophet. You want to be this anointed apostle. You want to be this anointed pastor. You want to be this anointed teacher. But baby, you better wait on God. You better wait, because the gift that God has on the inside of you is going to make room for you. Your strength is coming back on today. We're preaching, we're ministering, and we're throwing out strength on today. Hallelujah. The Bible said the strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak. And I'm telling you, you're not weak today. You're made strong in God. Because why? God is carrying you. He's carrying you through everything that you're going through. God is carrying you. And he have not forgotten about you. Your strength is coming back on today. But you better learn to wait on him. And while you're waiting, don't just sit there and don't do nothing. You better be faithful unto death. You better be obedient. The Bible said obedience is better than sacrifice. You better be faithful and obedient. Hallelujah. And the Bible said those that are faithful and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. Saints, I tell you today, wait on God. Hallelujah. Amen. On to our apostle, Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. God praise bless you. God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah, Sheila Cochran, for that beautiful message.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because it's time to wait on God.
Yes.
People are in a hurry for so many things.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And premature, the devil is destroying
them. Yes. Hallelujah.
But when you wait on God,
hallelujah.
When you wait on him for your miracle.
Thank you, Lord.
When you wait on him for your marriage. When you wait on him for your fight.
Yes.
When you wait on him for your calling.
Whoa, my God.
Oh, I want you to know you're going to come out victorious.
Yes.
It's not what it looked like.
Yes.
It looked real bad. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
but
Lord.
But it's not what it looked like.
Hallelujah.
God is going to bring you out.
Yes, he is.
God is delivering you. God is strengthening you. God is on your side.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Greater is he that's in you.
Hey, hallelujah.
He that's in the world.
Oh,
I want to pray for you today. Those of you that need to be saved. Amen.
Ooh.
You need to know God and pardon your sins.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I want you to say, Father, I need you.
Thank you, Lord.
I need you in my life. Forgive me of my sins. Blot out my transgression.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe Jesus is the Son of God. And he died for my sin and rose that I may have life.
Ooh, hallelujah.
And I accept him into my heart now.
Yes.
I accept him right now.
Thank you, Lord.
And now you got to denounce the devil.
Yes.
Say that I denounce you.
Blood of
I have
Jesus.
No part with you. Come you are no shot. Longer my leader.
Yes.
Amen. I've given up to God.
Yes.
Now I've given up to the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Ghost, take over now.
Ooh.
Holy Spirit, take over. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once you prayed that prayer, begin to thank God. Once
thank you Lord.
Prayed that prayer, begin to bless his name.
Yes.
Go and look for you a church, amen, where you can serve God,
yes.
where you can praise him,
that's
where
right.
you can give him all the glory and the honor.
Yes.
Amen, and love him the more.
Thank
amen.
God.
Praise the Lord. We want to pray for those of you that have problems requesting prayer.
Yes.
You that are sick in your body.
Yes.
You that are having family problems.
Good
you
Lord.
That are having children problems.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord,
we pray for your deliverance for these people.
Oh, yes,
you
Lord.
Said if two or three touch and agree on anything,
yes.
you said you would do it.
Thank you,
Father,
Lord.
Touch your people today. Strengthen their bodies. We bind every sickness, every disease, and every
yes.
infirmity.
Yes.
We curse it at the root. Yes. It must go. It must die.
Yes, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Father, touch those that need the home brought back together.
Thank
need
you,
their
Lord.
Family brought back together. Touch them. Touch their lives and bless them.
Yes.
Amen. And bring them out.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, those that need financial miracles. You own everything. The earth
yes.
is yours.
Yes.
Fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein.
Yes.
Bless them, God, as they follow your system,
thank
as
you,
they
Lord.
Give unto you.
Thank you, Lord.
God, as they give, bring their tithes and their offering to the storehouse, you bless them. Open doors that no man can close. God, you are God that can do anything.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Can do anything but fail.
Yes.
And we stand on your word. We stand on your promises.
Thank you, Lord.
Because we know you can do it.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you for this broadcast.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This miracle, blessing, and healing broadcast.
Yes.
Thank you for how you bless us today.
Thank you, Lord.
Come out again.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. To give your word, to proclaim this great gospel.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank
glory
you,
to God that people can be saved. They can be saved.
Yes.
They can be delivered. They can be set free.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus,
thank
for the
you,
good
Lord.
News.
Ooh, hallelujah.
You don't have to die and be lost.
Ooh.
You don't have to die in your sin. You don't have to die and go to hell. God has prepared a better place for you.
Yes, he has.
And you need to come on.
Come on.
Be a part of what God has prepared.
That's
be a
right.
part of what God has for your life.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Meet us tonight.
Yes.
8 o'clock.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center.
Yes.
1500 in Northeast Florida Avenue.
Yes.
Evangelist Sheila, Sarita.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Williams yes. will be speaking tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Come
don't miss it. Then tomorrow night, Friday night, 8 p.m. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Our pastor, Monica, amen, Orange will
amen.
Be speaking. You don't want to miss it. Come on out and get the word. You need the word.
That's right.
You are clean through the word of God.
Yes.
So come on out to Miracle Deliverance Healing Bible Center.
Amen.
Amen. 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Meet us tonight and then Sunday.
Yes.
11:30 a.m. Pastor Andre.
Yes.
We'll be preaching. Come on.
Yes.
Let God give you a miracle. Come
amen.
On.
Amen.
Let God bless your life.
Come on.
On. Let God bless your home,
yes.
your family.
Yes.
You need to be in church. You
amen.
Need to be where you can hear the word of God. You need to be where God is speaking.
Yes.
And you can hear. He that have a ear.
You better hear.
He said, let them hear
yes.
what the Spirit is saying unto the church.
Amen.
So it's your time to hear.
Amen.
I'm glad you came and I'm glad you tuned in
thank
today.
You. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Send us your tithes and offerings. Send us your support.
Amen.
Let us know you want to support this ministry.
Amen.
Amen. And support this ministry. Come on and be a part of what God is doing.
Amen.
Because God is doing great things in our life.
Yes, he is.
Amen. And while he's doing great things, you might as well come on.
Yes.
And step in the water.
Ooh,
amen. The water's trouble.
Amen.
You might as well come on.
Amen.
And step right in. Because God's got a miracle for you
that's
with
right.
your name on.
Amen.
You can come and get it.
That's right.
Because that's the way you're gonna only way you're gonna get it.
Amen.
is that you rise up and come.
Amen.
Come from the east, the west, the north, the south, and get it, because God got it for you. God bless you. I love you.
We love
this
you.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward.
Amen.
God bless you, and be looking to see you
yes.
at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center.
Amen. God bless you. We love you.
Yeah.